And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Boils, ghouls, non-binary creatures of the darkness. We are back with another episode of the Scream Queens. I am Cece.
And I am Jess. It's showtime.
It is. Oh my god.
Cece! Ah! Headphone warning. Oh my god. Okay, guys, we're doing we have an extra episode this week for you guys, a bonus episode, and you guys probably know why. It is March 5th. And we got our first Halloween Horror Nights 30 announcement.
Ah! I haven't got to scream yet today, so I'm screaming now.
Oh my god, I'm going to ask you in a second, and I'm going to tell my story, but guys, what time was it this morning when it happened? It was like 11 a.m., I want to say.
Yep.
My phone started going crazy, and actually the first person to text me was Hunter.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, and normally I'm like, I get the notifications, but I was getting our puppy ready for her first vet appointment. So I was a little crazy. And all I get from Hunter is a screenshot of the website of the video that just says Beetlejuice. And I was like,
oh my God.
What did I respond to him? I said, shut up in all caps. And then I went to Instagram and Twitter and everything, and everyone was freaking out. And it's official, guys.
I haven't had a chance to really think about the fact that they just went ahead and fucking announced that this is happening this year.
They fucking did it.
They pulled the trigger, baby.
This is the earliest announcement we've gotten besides, I want to say, in 25, you know, they knew Jack was coming, but that was it. We got a house announcement March 5th. Granted, we already knew the house, and like some people, like I have gotten to go through it. But we got more than a house announcement, Cece. We got a tagline announcement. We got dates. We got other information. So we're going to go through all of that right now. But first, I want to ask you, what was your initial reaction when you saw the posts? Because I know you were asleep.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the thing. It's really weird because I woke up earlier this morning and I was awake for about an hour. And I was like trying to say, I want to stay up. Oh. I had a feeling I needed to stay up, but then my eyes were like, go back to sleep. I went back to sleep, and frickin' this happens while I'm sleeping. I wake up to about 5 texts from 5 different people or something like that. Or 3
I was one of them.
I don't remember how many. You, Kat, and Kyle, I think it was actually. So it was
in all caps. CC!
All of you. Yes, all of you in all caps, too. It was funny. So it was actually 3 people, not 5. I don't have that many friends. No, I'm just kidding. Same. Anyway. My phone was just blowing up, not even just text. It was like Twitter was blowing up, Discord, like all kinds of different stuff was just going off on my phone. And I'm like, what's happening? And, you know, some people just kind of told me right in the text messages what it was. And I was like, oh shit. So I like got on Twitter. It was the first thing I did was went to the Twitter page of HHN. And I was like, oh my God, awesome. And I watched the little trailer. And then like a few minutes later, I got on the website. And Kyle was very excited because he's very excited to come down and see everything. So I was like, hey, call me real quick. And we kind of already talked about like dates and all that. So that was like the first thing we did, though. Like it didn't matter what time of day it was. I was like, let's start planning. So that was like my initial reaction, really. It was just to get things planning and going on. So,
oh, my God. So my initial reaction was probably a little dramatic, but you guys know me, Cece, you know me. I was in the middle of doing this. I've been very stressed with the dog. She's a puppy. It's like having a baby almost. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sleeping like my normal sleep pattern. I'm a little crazy right now. And I look at my phone and I just go, shut up. And then Ashley had also texted me, my sister, and she's freaking out. And she's normally like, I'm normally sending them announcements. So I was slow today. And I literally just looked at Eugene and I screamed. I'm sorry, Wade, not Eugene. I looked at him and he was like, what? And I was like, I fell to the floor. I'm not kidding, guys. This is so dramatic. But like, I'm telling you guys, because you guys understand. I fell to the floor and I just cried. I just cried, and it was like not like a boohoo cry, but it was like a happy. It was a we're getting back to normal. It was like relief almost.
Yes.
We got an HHN announcement in the winter, technically still. And it's just like, it was almost like cathartic. Like I just kind of like let out all of those emotions from the last year and a half.
Oh, that's good.
And I just like, oh, I just cried. But we're going to get into it now that you guys know how much I embarrassed myself in front of my boyfriend.
He knows. He understands.
Oh, he fully understood. He was like, I know. And I'm like, our first year together, like our first official year, and Beetlejuice is the first announcement. And he's just like, it's okay. He tweeted some really funny things about my reaction if you want to go see it.
Oh my God. I feel like I haven't seen that. What the hell?
How did they, the algorithm is probably just showing you all of the HHN tweets right now.
Yeah, it is.
So let's get into it. We know Beetlejuice, the house is coming back. I will get to that in a second. But first off, guys, the Orlando HHN website has completely been updated, and we have a tagline for 30. And we holy shit, I don't think we've had like an official tagline like that in a minute. And it is Halloween Horror Nights 30, Never Go Alone.
Ooh. I love it, actually.
I love it. I know some people say that they hate it. I kind of like it. I don't know.
I do too.
I think it's good. It's short, sweet, to the point. It's creepy. It's kind of like on like caution tape.
Mm-hmm.
Like red caution tape. I don't care. They could have said Halloween Horror Nights 30 hosted by Barney and I probably would have been crying. So
yeah, same.
So we know it's Never Go Alone. The website, right when you click on it, an email also went out and the headline was, what did it say? I'm sorry. It was the first haunted house for our 30th year. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. And that email blurb, it just said the biggest thing in fear for 30 years. Universal Orlando's Halloween Horror Nights, the world's premier Halloween event, now in its 30th terrifying year, is closer than you think. And we will get to that in a second. The dates this year, guys. The bottom half of the email says, he's the ghost with the most. Got trouble with the living? You know what to say. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Pass holders, this is no graveyard review. Enter the world of the terrifying film, or of the original film, more twisted and terrifying than ever, as the infamous bioexorcist haunts you, taunt you, and send you screaming out of the haunted house. Beetlejuice will torment you at every turn. It's showtime. Oh my God.
Love it.
That was just the pass holder email. So
wow. We're gonna,
yeah. Oh my God. I was at the vet actually when the email came out. It is a very, very nice put email, tells you what you want, and it takes you straight to the website. And right on the front page of that website, you see the house artwork, which, I don't think it's that much of a spoiler at this point. It's almost the one that is on the side of the building, the facade. But the facade is actually the shirt artwork that we got last year. This is more, it's like an actual actor playing Beetlejuice, but he has the carnival ride arms, the wound up arms. You see Adam and Barbara in their like scary forms where they like make themselves scary. You see the sandworm, and then you see Snake Beetlejuice. And that is right on the main part of the page, guys, right on the front, which makes my little heart very happy. Now let's talk about the dates. Last year, the dates that we were supposed to have for HHN were September 10th. I believe it was like November 2nd or 1st. This year, guys, we have the earliest Halloween Horror Nights we have ever had in the history of Halloween Horror Nights. It starts on September 3rd, a whole week earlier than last year's plan.
Can't believe it. Holy shit.
I know. Have you looked at the actual dates?
I have, yes.
So I just want to like keep you guys up to date. We have every Friday, every Saturday, almost every Sunday, except the 5th of September, probably a private event. We know that that happens sometimes. And then we get no Mondays and only one Tuesday this year. But we have HHN 5 nights almost every single week. Mm-hmm. So we are getting a lot of nights. I didn't sit there and count them. Maybe it'll say it somewhere, but we're getting a lot of nights. You guys can see that up on the website, but we are getting every single Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday after the 5th.
Because the first weekend, it's only going to be the Friday and Saturday, it looks like.
Which is totally fine. Opening night is actually, in my experience, is not as crowded as you'd expect it to be.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've gone two opening nights, three opening nights, something like that. I want to say, because last year in 29, I went opening night. It was a little crowded, but the houses really never, for me at least, I never saw them go past like an hour besides Stranger Things. But I'm expecting this year it's going to be very crowded.
I was going to say that. Yeah, actually, I think this year, because we didn't get the full event last mm-hmm. year, I think it's, yeah, people are going to be fiending for it. So I don't think it's going to be as slow as it has in the past.
Yeah. So we have all of those nights. If you guys want to see it, it is up on the website. I want to kind of bring everyone else through what the rest of the site says. It says, in 2020, Universal Orlando made the difficult decision not to hold HHN. Now we're back for our 30th year and we can't wait to make you scream. And then they have an FAQ. It says, will HHN return in 2021? And it says yes. It says absolutely yes. We did not have that last year, guys. We were very much up in the air the whole year until they postponed it. So Universal is saying yes on their FAQ. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. And then what health and safety precautions will be in place? And it says Universal Orlando will continue to monitor the environment and specific details about health and safety will be revealed closer to the event. We're still how many months out? Six right now?
Yeah.
Which is insane. We're a little less now, technically, since we're at the fifth. we're a little less than 6 months now. I'm giddy, if you guys can't tell. This shit made my day. Like, and it says, if you purchase tickets in 2020, do you get a refund or can you come back? And they said, if you had a ticket and you didn't refund it, it can be used in 2021. So that's good. If you bought a ticket, I did not last year just because there was no absolute sure response. It does say that we will get scare zones. I do want to say that.
Yes, actually, I'm looking at it here. It looks like there's 5 slots.
Yep.
I don't know if you have this written down. I see 1 for live entertainment.
I see one box for a show. Mm-hmm. I have the attractions are, say, coming soon. It's going to be the normal. We're going to get Gringotts. We're going to get Mummy. We're going to get Rocket, Men in Black. Probably, I know Simpsons runs sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
Transformers, I think, too.
Transformers is always open. Simpsons, I believe, in 29, it was only open on busy nights.
Okay.
So, like, Saturdays, Friday, Saturdays. But we do see scare zones. Granted, they could decide that scare zones are not the safest, but I have a feeling we're going to see them because we're going to need other things around the park to disperse the crowds. We kind of talked about this in the speculation episode. Mm-hmm. And there are ways to do the zone safer, or if we're all vaccinated by then, and I like Florida's rolling those vaccines out.
Yeah.
I'm in New Jersey right now, and Florida is actually doing better than Jersey is on distributing the vaccines. So they're doing something correct. but yeah, we are getting zones. It looks like the one show, I don't know. I feel like we might get more.
Yeah, they could always obviously update that too. Mm-hmm. I just think they only maybe had one in mind at the time, maybe. Maybe the Lagoon show or something.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we'll definitely get a Lagoon show. Marathon of Mayhem was too popular not to continue mm-hmm. with that. And you just change the theme and you can have Beetlejuice host it. You don't even need Beetlejuice to host it. Just do the ominous voice in the Lagoon like you had for Marathon of Mayhem.
Yeah.
But I was actually thinking, before, I don't think originally 30 Beetlejuice was supposed to be the big headliner. My guess is that it was going to be Billie Eilish because of how big she is. It was going to be her and maybe Beetlejuice, probably the icons before him. But the way that these video packages, there's a video that was released along with the announcement, and it's literally Beetlejuice saying, like, it's about time you gave me a house. And he's just very, very prominent. We know he's a big personality. Mm-hmm. What if it's Jack and Beetlejuice just like kind of fighting it out to try to be it?
Oh my gosh. I would love that. The like back and forth.
Yeah. Like so the show, fun. If the show is actually like another Carnage Returns, but it's
yeah,
Beetlejuice is fucking with Jack's carnival and he's pissed.
Right.
Oh. I would love that. Oh, James Keaton's going to have to, like, do, like, Victor Victoria makeup. And just be like, one side is Jack and one side's Beetlejuice.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going to happen. I feel like at this point we know Beetlejuice is probably one of the main marketing IPs that they're going to use alongside the icons. Pretty sure we're going to get the icons soon, maybe in a couple months. But holy shit, we have our first house and it's March 5th.
That's wild.
It's insane. Granted, it's like some people have been through the house, but it was only a 2-day experience and barely anyone got to go through it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I have a feeling, we can actually also talk about that tweet that we saw from Chris Ripley. Mm-hmm. He had tweeted, and I sent it, it was one house demolished. It was from what he had heard. So this is all speculation again. Just from what we know, Chris Ripley has connections. But I don't want to ignore something that was tweeted that everyone was kind of paying attention to. So sure. It says, so hearing that currently one demolished, which we can assume is Billie Eilish because we know it's being demolished or has been, 7 untouched, 2 plussed, 1 very plussed. So Cece and I had talked about this the other day when Chris had tweeted it. I have a feeling, and it's what everyone's saying, it's Brides and Tooth are getting plussed. And Tooth is going to get super plussed. But I also was thinking, and I told Cece, Beetlejuice could also get plussed because as great as the house was and as complete as it felt, there were missing actors and some of the scenes felt a little changed. Like maybe they weren't supposed to go that way, but they had to because of COVID restrictions.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense too, especially if they only performed for 2 days, you know, there could be a lot more that they could have maybe saw from the 2 days that they wanted to implement for the future.
Absolutely. And they took surveys from everyone who went through them. And I was very honest. I mean, I was gloating and like, not gloating. Gloating? No. Sorry.
Glowing?
No. Glowing? I don't know. I don't know what I was doing. I took a nap before this. I was praising the house very highly, but like I said, the things I missed from it as like a massive Beetlejuice fan.
Yeah.
But I think it, I mean, the two that are being plus, it's probably Brides and Tooth, maybe Beetlejuice. Maybe not. I just think that Tooth, from what we saw, I wasn't disappointed in it. I just felt like it wasn't the house that they wanted to put out.
Okay.
And that was why Tooth was like my least favorite at HHN Light. Just because I know it was such a labor of love and they'd wanted to do it for so many years and they finally got to do it and then COVID happened.
Yeah.
So maybe it's Tooth. I'm just glad that like the Tooth lovers out there, you got the Tooth Goblin lovers, you guys
Me?
Are. Yeah, it looks like. It looks like we don't have to choose between Bride and Tooth. Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
But again, this is all speculation.
Yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully, I want them both to come back personally. I think they were both very great houses, especially now if things are a little less restrictive, that they could even be better. So.
Oh, definitely. I'm just curious what's going to happen. I know right now they don't know. Are we going to have the plastic sheets again? I know masks are probably 100% still going to be everyone's going to have them on.
Yeah.
But if we're all vaccinated and everyone's, I don't know. It's a lot of speculation at this point. The only thing we know for sure is we will see you all on September 3rd.
Yes.
In the fog. And I keep tweeting that, see you in the fog. And I mean it. We want to see all of you in the fog.
Yes, please.
100%. Come to the event. Tell Universal how happy you are that the event is on for 2021, because I know I have not shut up about it, and I will not shut up about it. I went to PetSmart today with Rhea, our puppy, and I had on my Chance shirt, and I got compliments on it, and they're like, oh, HHN, I've heard of it, and I was like, it's on this year, and none of them knew. We're in Jersey. They're not like as – I mean, people around the world are hype about it, but like up here, it's not like Orlando. And I met a girl who loves Beetlejuice, and she saw my backpack, and she was like, oh my God. And I was like, hey, the house is coming back at Universal. And now she's like, oh my God, I need to go. So maybe she's going to go. Come on, tell your friends. Yep. Just like make sure that there's still room for everybody at the event.
Absolutely.
But yeah, oh my God. Is there anything else we want to say besides we're excited?
I mean, I just wanted to say that, like, I feel like we totally summoned this announcement since we just posted our Jack episode, and we were talking about this just a couple of days ago. Like, when are we going to announce something? And then it just happens right under our noses here on a Friday. Because you were just talking about how, like, after Mardi Gras, that's a Sunday. Wouldn't they do it on a Monday or something like that? And but they just did it on a Friday. And you know what? It's a good day. It's been a good day ever since I've woken up from it. So,
yeah. Oh, wait. Sorry. Remember how we talked about it before last year? Gary Pounds, who does the he does the chart. He released it. Yep. So we have the chart of announcements, and it is so nice to see the 2021 and the 2021 one. And it says the 2020 says 7/24 2020 canceled, 9/14 2020 HHN Light, and 2021 says 3/5/21 Beetlejuice.
Love it.
And I know you guys are all excited.
The only other thing I wanted to ask you about, because I've been hearing conflicting reports, and it's obviously still not something that's clearly stated yet, about captive audience puppet theater. Some people are saying that yes, it's going to be a house because it was already announced, but then some people were like, well, it's not shown anywhere, so it's like, how do we know anything?
I don't know. That's the thing, is I feel like now that we have Beetlejuice, what is stopping them from announcing Brides and Tooth Fairy and puppet theater?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe puppet theater last because we never actually got to experience it, but we've seen it. We've been walked through it. We've been told the story, the backstory. Greg Nicotero was there. Like, excuse me. I have a feeling it's going to be, so we have Beetlejuice. I said it before. I thought we were going to get the three houses in one, but something's keeping them back from that. I think Beetlejuice deserves his own announcement. So I am very happy he got his own announcement. Maybe we'll get the three originals that we already know together.
Okay.
But I think maybe monthly now, or I don't know. I don't know when our next announcement is going to come. I'm trying to see. For 29, we had Stranger Things on the 27th of March and then Nightingales on the 12th of April. So 2-3 weeks in between announcements looks about normal.
Yeah, I feel like it just depends on what the announcements are. So it's like some of the originals might come out together or real close to each other, whereas the IPs are probably going to be a little bit more separate maybe.
Yeah, because usually IPs, the IP holder likes it to be, they like the drama of it. They want their thing alone. So that would make sense that like Warner Brothers would want Beetlejuice to go by himself. I do think we'll get the originals together more or less, or maybe like Icons and Carrie together, since they kind of go hand in hand. And then and maybe we'll get like the legacy houses together and the other IPs and all that. I think whatever IPs we do get, if it's Hill House, if it's oh my god, who else? Oh my god. Texas Chainsaw.
Oh yeah.
I think those things will be individual one-offs just because those are big properties.
Yeah.
But I kind of hope that every house gets its own moment, like Beetlejuice had today. I think for 30, every house deserves a hype like that.
Oh yeah, and for sure.
I think none of us saw it coming, so I think that was probably the best. And the community, we came so back together so fast.
Yeah,
it was awesome. I was like being tweeted at, and I was like, oh my god, hi guys, hi. See you there.
I'm so excited. Like, I knew this was a thing, though. Like, I knew Beetlejuice was going to be a big thing, personally. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm very excited for this, but I also really hope that we get some sort of, like, PR, promotional, marketing stuff for the Icons, or for especially...
Oh, my God, I know.
Even if it's just Jack, I need something for us hardcore Icon fans to be happy about as well.
I think that will come. I think that is a definite, just because it's 30, and I think Beetlejuice is going to be like main marketing, but I don't think Beetlejuice will play into the whole event. I think Beetlejuice, he could, like I said, maybe he is trying to fuck with Jack, which I think is hilarious because they're very similar, but they're not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to be happy with whatever they give us, honestly, this year.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not trying to complain.
No, I know.
I really want to see the presence of the Icons because it is 30, and I really want to make sure that we get that as well. So
yeah, and I hope something that we haven't talked about, I really hope that the roaming hordes come back. Because you can have, like, Jack, I know in 25, was it 25 or, Oh my God. All the Jack information is now just one big pool in my brain. One of the years he was the main icon, they had, I believe it was 25, they had the roaming hordes and like the cheerleaders, they were called like Jack's cheerleaders. The inmates were like Jack's maniacs. And so tie him in and you could, what if you did like the caretaker's family, so the Kane family in one area roaming and they're all just in Victorian top hats and outfits. And then the other, you have like the director's victims and you have the storyteller's characters. I don't know. Just tie them in everywhere around the park. Give me no safe zones. I want HHN30 shoved so far down my throat that I am, oh my God, I'm the mannequin in Dead Waters where the actor would shove their... God. That is me, and HHN30 is the scare actor.
I hate you.
Oh, you guys love my analogies, my metaphors.
You're ridiculous.
I am. Oh my God. But yeah, HHN30, oh my God.
Yes. So yeah, we're very excited. I'm sure all of you are as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted to come here and give our, you know,
instant reaction.
Yep, exactly. So.
And we will have one of these episodes hopefully every, like, the day of that announcements are made, if not the next day if we're busy. So just letting you guys know, you will see more of these.
Yep.
But yeah, we should do some light housekeeping. Just give our socials. Do you want me to do it or you want to do it?
If you want to.
Sure. All right.
So you guys, I'm a little out of breath.
Oh, you're fine. I'm hype right now. If you guys want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at ScreamQueens85. If you want to follow us on Instagram, our Instagram is the Scream Queens Podcast. We have an email if you want to ask us a question, let us know something, just want to talk to us. It is the ScreamQueens85@gmail.com. We also have a TeePublic, and that is teepublic.com/user/ScreamQueens. ScreamQueens85. It'll be linked below. You'll see it below. We can never get that one right. We are part of Slash and Cast Podcast Network. We love everyone there. I do know Haunters, who is another HHN episode or podcast, excuse me, just released an instant reaction as well. So go check theirs out. I'm going to go listen to it after this. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. We will see you guys in the fog and on Wednesday with another episode.
Yep. See you guys later.
And don't forget to scream, queens.
You bunch of losers! You're working with a professional here! Nice fucking model!